Finally tonight, the accusations of sexual harassment or assault against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. The story has touched a nerve with people all over the world, and they're speaking out using the hashtag MeToo.
I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim.
It happened to me too.
Me too.
Sexual assault happens to everyone.
It happened to me too.
I was told not to talk about it. I was told that it wasn't that bad, and I was told to get over it.
The Weinstein case has brought to light something that we really should have been talking about for a long time. And when we were in the elevator on the way back up to the rooms, he asked if he could join me in my room and then proceeded to try to grope me.
There were office parties. Set up is one thing, but the cleanup is always after hours, and you always hope that there'd be another woman there to clean up with you so you wouldn't get stuck in the room with some guy.
It's taken me 34 years to talk about it in a public forum.
No matter how small the act, whether you're catcalling a woman on the street or you seek to physically assault them because you feel like you have the right to do that, you are damaging another human being.
I just never felt a movement before that made it important enough to me to come out publicly. That's the first time I've ever posted or said it.
I survived several very violent rapes when I was 4 and 5 years old.
It breaks my heart knowing that this will soon disappear from the news cycle. But for so many of us around the world, this is our breaking news story every single day.
There's power in sharing our stories, in that when we share what happened to us, we let other survivors know that they are not alone.
Some of the very powerful voices, the Me Too voices on social media today protesting sexual assault. That's the CBS Evening News. I'm Anthony Mason in New York. Thanks for watching. Good night.